been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the November 27th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. And I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. I feel rested today. You feel rested, Stephen?
I do.
Boy, I'll tell you what, 4 days off is just too much. We did work on Friday. We got the newsletter done, got it sent out. Let's see how our market is doing today. You know, it's starting to pick up a little steam, actually. I think it was Black Friday that maybe has got this market going here this morning. More on that in a bit, but right now we've got the Dow up 47 points. Hey, that's a good way to start. Isn't this Cyber Monday?
Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. I'm going online looking for deals. The Dow up 47. It's at 23,605 this morning with just, 4 weeks left in the year? How many shopping days until Christmas? 23?
More than that.
No.
It's 27.
28. Yeah, okay, so 28 shopping days until Christmas. Holy cow. You can't count Christmas Day. 27 shopping days.
If so you're really last minute, you can
Cyber Monday. There it is. The deals are there. Go get them. The S&P's up 2 points. 2,604. What was my target price for the year? I revised it to 2,600. Here we are at 2,604. Of course, that was with tax cuts. So I would say that at this point, the market does have tax cuts priced into the market. We need to be careful if we don't get those tax cuts. NASDAQ up 5,6,894. As it closes in on 7,000, we could see 7,000 on the NASDAQ next year. Crude oil down 90 cents, 5,805. Gold is hovering right around the $1,300 per ounce line. I think Bitcoin is the new gold. Bitcoin is closing in on 10,000. Can you believe it? And we have the 10-year yield holding steady at 2.34%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'm here with Stephen Gunderson, and we are broadcasting live from the Carlsbad BSN studios. Quiet today, a little overcast here at the beach. We had 96 degrees last Tuesday, was it, or Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm Thursday, I played football before Thanksgiving meal with some friends, and it was... We could only play for an hour because it was so hot. Oh, we were dying.
Yeah, you're dying. Oh, you poor guy.
It was so hot.
Well, anyways.
It was like in the mid-80s.
Yeah, I know.
For us, that's
hot.
It was
crazy. But then it all cooled down on Saturday. And we actually watched some races at Del Mar. We had a friend that had a horse running Saturday at Del Mar. His name was Lazam. The horse's name was Lazam. Not our friend's name.
Lazam.
He's Steve, but the horse is Lazam. And he was 11-1, and it was a mile on the turf. And coming around the turn, heading for the stretch, he was flying on the outside, man. I go, wow, look at this guy. He is flying. He was out in the middle of the track. He went five wide. Who was riding him? Drayden Van Dyke was riding him. And this little horse on the rail that someone paid $2.2 million for. He's won one race in his life, okay? That's money. Look,
not a good investment.
Some guys have money to lose. It actually was Tabor and Magner out of England, who I think they own Betfair. You know, these guys are wealthy, wealthy guys. They can afford to lose $2 million on a horse. Anyways, that $2 million horse was hanging on tenaciously. And here comes Lazam on the outside, number 11. And he was flying. You ever see a horse flying in the stretch? His feet were not touching the ground. And it was a photo finish. And from where we were sitting, I was there with my wife, and we watched it, and I said, he got up. He won the race. I think I had $20 to win on him. I'm counting my $240 win ticket there. And they flashed the photo sign, and we start going down to the winner's circle because it's a friend of ours. We were in the winner's circle last week at Del Mar with another horse of theirs. and they showed the photo, and he lost by a whisker.
Man.
I mean a whisker by a stinking $2 million horse. My friend paid $20,000 for this horse. $20,000, and he got beat by a $2 million horse by a whisker. Well, for running second, he got $10,800. That was his share of the purse, which isn't bad. I mean, you paid $20,000 for the horse. He's ran second now twice in a row, and he ran third the time before that. If he would have won, you know how much that whisker cost him? The winner got $30,000. That whisker cost him $20,000 2 days after Thanksgiving. Well, anyways, today is Cyber Monday. What is Cyber Monday, Stephen? You're the millennial here in the
office. I think it's the biggest online shopping day of the year.
Oh, okay.
And that's where all of the retailers online give you huge discounts.
Huge?
Huge.
How huge?
I don't know. It depends on where you're going.
So I should be shopping today, in other words.
Online.
How come I ordered something the day before Thanksgiving, 2 days before? I paid $25 for next day delivery. And it's coming today, maybe.
Yeah, it's not good.
What's that up with that? Should I have waited till Cyber Monday? Would have I gotten a better deal?
Not on the one-day shipping.
No, but on the what I bought.
Maybe.
Well, yeah. Hopefully it'll be there today. Okay,
depends.
Well, we had a very, very good Black Friday. Where were you on Black Friday? I have to think about where I was on Black Friday. I don't even remember. I think I was just sitting at home.
I was here.
You were here at the office on Black Friday?
Yep.
You weren't shopping?
Until
did you go shopping?
Noon. No.
No?
I avoid the malls on Black Friday.
All right. Well, Black Friday was huge. Listen to this. I read that Black Friday's online spending. Now, this is online spending. So does online spending count on Black Friday?
Yeah.
It's mall and online.
Yeah, because some malls will put it online, too, just because they know people aren't going to go to the store.
Black Friday online spending up 18.4% versus the same year, Black Friday last year. Okay. Haven't I been saying that the economy seems vibrant, that the consumer seems vibrant?
Right.
The consumer seems vibrant. It really does. And even on Thanksgiving. Were you shopping? I was shopping on Thanksgiving. I remember.
I was not.
Well, Thanksgiving online spending rose 18.3% year over year. And for the month of November through yesterday, online sales up 18%. Let's take a look at one of our favorite ETFs, iBuy. Have we looked at that lately?
It's been doing really well recently, actually.
That's because I sold it. Ah, look at it breaking out the new all-time high. But what did I replace it with? I replaced it with something that I felt was a lot hotter.
Yeah.
And it's breaking out, too, so I can't be too upset about that. I've noticed that Amazon recently is just smoking, and we do own Amazon. We got back in it. Look at that today.
Yeah, that's nice.
Did I not say we should be buying options on Amazon?
Yeah.
I did. Did I buy them?
No.
No. Did Lazam win? No. He lost by a nose. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Well, online sales soar on Black Friday. Thanksgiving sales soar, and I got to believe that that's why the market is up today. However, having said that, as I dig into the market, a couple things that stand out to me. There's been a downgrade today by Morgan Stanley of the semiconductor stocks. What's been the number one sector in this market?
Semiconductors.
Absolutely. And whenever someone comes along and downgrades them. Now, having said that, over the last couple years, how many times has the semiconductor sector been downgraded? Several times.
Yeah, I guess.
I remember when Goldman Sachs downgraded the whole tech sector like a year ago. I was downtown. That was in the summertime, and the NASDAQ was down like 200 points that day. Well, look where the NASDAQ is now, closing in on 7,000. And the semiconductor sector has been downgraded more times than I can name. And it's been downgraded again, and those stocks are taking it on the chin today. All right? Well, that's going to happen from time to time. It comes down to, this is where valuation is so important. Because you know that I recently upgraded my 5-year price targets on several semiconductor stocks, right?
Yep.
Okay, so they can downgrade them all they want. You know what they do? They downgrade them. Well, we don't think they're a strong buy anymore. They're just a buy.
Yeah.
And that's a downgrade. And so everybody runs to the phone. They call their Schwab broker, or they log on to their E-Trade account, or their almost, not quite, Ameritrade, soon to be ScottTrade, soon to be Ameritrade. Sell all my semiconductor stocks, everything. And, of course, they go and they sell their semiconductor ETFs. Well, take a look at XSD. XSD, look at that, hitting a new high. In fact, Friday was a really good day for us.
Yeah,
we're kind of giving up what we gained on Friday on that quiet day.
Yeah.
But I'll go even one better than XSD. Look at USD. And I'm not talking about the Toreros here, home of Chris Bryant of the Cubs. I'm talking about the two-time semiconductor index. That is the number one ranked sector in the entire market. But today, it's down 1.5%. We're going to cry over that. When we come back, let's rejoice. This is Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson. Stephen, I was listening to that commercial about Bill Gunderson's newsletter. Well, the newsletter didn't give out the buy signal. I guess I gave out the buy signal on March 27th, 2009. I was just doing the math here. This is November the 27th, 2017. In other words, every week in that newsletter. Look, $195 a year, right?
Yep.
With all the live trades, it's $89 per month. For 8 years and 8 months, every week, every Friday, every Saturday, or every Sunday, that newsletter has come out. What's it said to do? What is my record now as a market timer? I differ. We run a very unique shop here at Gunderson Capital Management. Number one, I'm not an asset allocator. I don't believe in plugging in that risk tolerance and that age and coming up with that recipe that is spit out by the software that most everybody uses in the industry. I don't believe in that because I believe there's times when you don't want to have any exposure to the stock market, and I believe there's times when you don't want to have any exposure to the bond market. And I believe there's times when you really want to tilt your assets towards one or the other, or even in the middle, and that would be cash. But having said that now, for 8 years, 8 months, that newsletter has gone out and that buy signal has remained in place. Has that been worth the money that you've paid for the newsletter? Because you hear all these differing opinions, all these different voices. How many bears? We hear a bear every single day, don't we? Yep. And several of them wheeled onto the Fox Business Channel or onto CNBC and telling me why investors need to be cautious here. We're taking money off the table here. We think investors should lighten up, or we think that this bull market is not real. It's all been fed by the Fed. Well, maybe so. Is your 401k complaining? Does your 401k care where that money came from? I would say that that's why the consumer is so vibrant right now. They look at their 401k at work and they say, honey, we got some extra money in our 401k this year. Our 401k is up 20% this year. Let's buy a 10-foot Christmas tree instead of a 7-foot Christmas tree, right? Let's go on vacation. Instead of having Christmas at home, let's go rent a beach house somewhere and have Christmas there. It loosens up the consumer. It gives confidence to the consumer. And what I've been saying for the last several weeks, you and I, Stephen, have been noticing the jump in the retail stocks. Mm-hmm. Everything from Gap stores to Abercrombie and Fitch to Urban Outfitters, right?
Yep.
Now, that's unusual. That shows unusual activity because everybody was riding their funeral, their epitaph here, their gravestone just, what, 3, 4, 5 months ago? In fact, didn't someone come out with an ETF that is empty? It's EMTY.
That's right.
And what is it?
It's gotten killed since it came out.
Yeah, it's a short position.
Fund that seeks a return that is one time the return of the decline of the retail store index.
Yeah, so it goes opposite the shopping mall, and the shopping mall is bubbling right now, and that thing is getting hammered, right?
It is.
And what's breaking out to the upside? What about XRT? XRT is just straight retail, XRT.
It's had a good week.
Yeah.
But, I mean, before that.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good before that, yeah. But the consumer is vibrant, all right? So as I look at that buy signal that's been in place now for 8 years, 8 months, and people might be saying, What would it take for Bill in the newsletter to give a sell signal on the market? Well, there would be several leading things. All of these tributaries that flow into the market on a daily basis, things like the jobs numbers, things like GDP, things like the Congress, the Senate. It's in the hands of, this is Senate week, right?
Yeah, I see
eyes on the Senate.
They might vote this week, and Rand Paul said he will vote for it.
What? Now that is crazy. Rand Paul, the guy who's got 8 broken ribs?
That's the guy.
I think it was Trump sent someone over there. you will vote for this, won't you, yeah. Rand? Something's not adding up. Remember when Harry Reid showed up with, he said he fell on his running machine at home, his treadmill.
Oh, he had like a black eye.
He had black eyes and
cuts all over his face.
Yeah, something didn't add up there in my book. I don't know, being in Las Vegas, Nevada. Maybe he voted no on someone's gambling license or something. I don't know what goes on. I don't think we know half of what goes on sometimes. But if Rand Paul's going to vote for it, that just leaves our friend in Arizona, Mr. McCain, who we haven't heard from recently.
No, he's been quiet.
Well, you know, I had a friend that got brain cancer. He went downhill fast, real fast. So, I mean, I don't hope that for McCain, but I don't know how McCain's functioning these days. Well, let's say this. After 8 years, 8 months to the day that I put out a buy signal, I still have a buy signal on the market because my target price is still higher than where today's market is. I updated it last Friday, once again in the newsletter. But there's a caveat. We list a target price without the tax cut, and we list a target price with the tax cut. Without the tax cut, we're pretty fully valued here. So that would be a big deal for me if the Senate doesn't put through this tax cut. I would probably grow very cautious. Would I get a sell signal on the market? I don't know. That depends on the valuation. That depends on earnings estimates, which I updated now that we've got this quarter in the books. We're now going to finish the fourth quarter of 2017 in about 5 weeks, and we're expecting a 10% rise in earnings versus the same quarter last year. It's pretty hard to be bearish on the market when those numbers exist. Now, in addition to that, as I look at my database, how many stocks right now, Stephen, are in the database? It changes from day to day.
There's over 5,500.
Okay, over 5,500. We currently have today, as I go through my database, I have 404 B-plus or better. That's a high number. I can remember when the market got real weak several months ago, we got down to maybe 150, 100, something like that.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty healthy market right now with 404 B-plus or better. Those are the ones that I will be looking at today. I look at the ones I own, and I look at the stocks that are ranked B-plus or better. So I don't see putting out a sell signal on the market on Friday, this coming Friday. But one never knows. Maybe Rand Paul changes votes, Maybe the Senate gets gridlocked. Maybe a lot of companies warn. I don't see that happening. But it's going to be based on interest rates. It's going to be based on the bond market. It's going to be based on earnings. It's going to be based on technicals. It's going to be based on what the app says. Don't we put the signal for the S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ every single week in the newsletter?
Yes, we do.
What do they say as of last Friday? I've got it right here. Yeah, which is, you know, third from the top.
Yeah.
Okay, that's as good as it gets, really. They very seldom get any stronger than that. And have they given, as you've read the newsletter every single week, have we had a sell signal on the NASDAQ, the S&P, the Dow?
Nope.
Absolutely not. Will we have one at some point in time?
Most likely.
Yes. I'll go one better than that. Yes, we will. That's why you want to stay tuned. And get the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back. We'll talk about some of the best stocks now.
Tin soldiers and Nixon coming. We're finally.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson here at Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, a North County suburb of San Diego County. And I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. We're rested. We are locked, loaded. I can't wait to look at those 404 B-plus ranked stocks or better. I saw one that really caught my eye, and I can't wait to dig into it and see. And I would expect for the live trading subscribers that are listening, we got a lot of those now. We have a lot of those live trading subscribers that are waiting for that next buy or that next sell or that next update on the market or whatever the case may be. I suspect that this could be a pretty active week. You know, last week was soft.
Low volume.
Yeah, you weren't going to buy anything on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. The volume was very light. Friday was a good day for us, but at the same time, it was light volume, you know. I wasn't going to do any buying or selling on Friday. It was an abbreviated day. The market closed at 10 a.m. I might have done something. No, I don't think we did anything last week, because I remember all of our portfolios. I don't think we made one buy or sell on the entire week. And the live trading people are going, well, I paid for this, and I didn't get any buys or sells. Listen, I'm a very methodical kind of guy. I don't want to buy or sell something unless I feel like, well, buy on the buy side especially, unless I feel like there's a very high probability here. I want to put the tilt the odds in my favor. And when you have these light volume days like we had last week, it makes it very difficult. But I expect very brisk volume this week.
Yeah.
You know, with the market reacting to Black Friday and today Cyber Monday, do you know that this is expected to be today is expected to be the biggest online shopping day in the United States in history. $6.6 billion is expected to change hands just in internet sales today. Forget the shopping mall. What if you think after work today and get a little dinner and I drove down to University Town Center, for instance, do you think it would be pretty brisk? You think I'd find a parking spot?
I don't know. It'd be tough.
It'd be tough. Go down and get a Shake Shack hamburger, right, at the new UTC. What else did they put in? Anything else new that I got to see at the new UTC?
Let's see.
They got a few things.
No, yeah, they got a few things. But
nothing really jumps off the page other than Shake Shack, which I've already been to. All right. Well, online, today is Cyber Monday. We're expecting the biggest day. Now, Amazon shares are hitting a new record high after Black Friday. Jeff Bezos, the creator and founder of Amazon and the owner of the Washington Post, guess what his net worth is now?
Gosh, tens of billions.
Is he a billionaire?
Yeah.
How about 100 times over? Today, his net worth is 100.
Wow.
I bet that's more than a lot of countries.
It's got to be. I would think so.
When do you say enough is enough?
Well, it's not real.
What do you buy? Well, it is.
It's real, but it's
sold all his stock. He's worth $100 billion. Okay, well, we're expecting blowout Cyber Monday numbers. So how do we play blowout Cyber Monday? Well, we own Amazon, and Amazon is blowing it out today. You know, another stock that caught my eye here this morning, you remember not too long ago, and we sold the stock on the news, when that big short seller, Citron Research, Andrew Left, came out and just absolutely crucified Shopify.
I remember that.
Crucify Shopify, that rhymes. And the stock went from $124 down to $89 per share. I said, you know what? I got to wait for the dust to settle. Now, look at that chart. Are you looking at a one-year chart of Shopify, Shop, S-H-O-P?
Yep.
You see that double bottom it did?
Yeah.
And what's it doing right now?
Starting to head back up.
Do you think Andrew Left is still short, or do you think he's left the building? Has Andrew Left left the building? He's still short.
He's probably gone, yeah.
He's caught in a short
squeeze. He was
probably
gone the same day he wrote it.
The stock is up 4.3% today, 93 times its normal. It's way over its normal volume here today, and looks awfully good. My problem with Shopify is the valuation. I mean, they're going to make 26 cents per share this year. And it's $117 stock. So, I mean, that's like a P.E. ratio of 700 or 500, something like that. I have owned Shopify in the past. I did well with Shopify in the past. Shopify is, in a way, a baby Amazon, but not really. Shopify is more of an online shopping mall. You create your place, your store, you rent your space on the Shopify website to sell your goods. So it's a little bit different than Amazon, whereas Amazon sells their good. Well, they get a piece off of every, and that's what Shopify does, but it's a little different model. Now, the reason why the chip makers are down today, everything from Taiwan Semiconductor to Western Digital to Micron to Applied Materials to Lam Research, and we own many of these, Morgan Stanley downgrades them. They downgraded Samsung and Taiwan from overweight to equal weight. Okay, all right. So that's causing a downdraft in the chip makers today. I'm not selling my chip makers because of Morgan Stanley's downgrade. If I listened and reacted to everybody's downgrade, over the last 8 years, 8 months of bullish market, I would never be invested. UBS lowers iPhone sales. Apple, they're staying instead of 12%, they're only going to get 10% growth. And I recently sent out a live trading announcement, or I guess an update on Apple to my live trading subscribers. I said I recently raised my Apple target price. Maybe you can look that up, Stephen. What is Apple's current 5-year target price? Where is it ranked overall? And I said, at this level, I would be a holder of Apple, not a buyer of Apple. UBS, however, does have a buy rating. What's my 5-year target price on Apple?
$295.
And Apple, how much upside potential does that give it?
Almost 70%.
Okay, so that's a C, right? If you're in the 70th percentile, that's a C.
Yeah.
And overall, what's it ranked?
It is ranked number 214.
Well, that's better than I thought. And it had a very strong week last week, but I would still say...
It has good momentum and good performance.
Yeah, after... I would still say, okay, so that leads me to check the stock. It's one of those 404 B-plus stocks or better today. I currently own the stock in my income portfolio, believe it or not, because it does pay a dividend yield of 1.4%. Therefore, it qualifies as a growth and income stock, and that's where we own it, in that portfolio, which that portfolio is up about 15% so far this year. I want to say that the... Ultra Growth Portfolio, man, that thing is up. Let's see. As of Friday, these are the small and mid caps and a little more Tabasco sauce in these than the Premier Growth. I know it's up over 30% year to date. Let me get the exact number here. We got to scroll down. There it is. Ultra Growth Portfolio. As of last Friday, up 31.1%.
Nice.
At before expenses. Take out my exorbitant expenses, and what you got left over is your net. Now, the S&P is up 16%, and the Ultra is up 31%. And if you go take a look, the Ultra Growth is made up of small and mid-cap stocks. The small-cap index is only up 10.7% year-to-date. The Ultra Growth, which is tediously and carefully accounted for every single weekend, every change I make, every expense associated with it, every dividend received, every cost, well, that comes in. The small cap index is up 10.7%. The Ultra Growth is up 31%. Now, as we look at the Premier Growth Portfolio, which is the large cap stocks, that's been a sweet spot in the market as of Friday. It's pretty good, up 26% year-to-date.
Yeah.
That's almost good as the small cap. S&P's up 16.2%. And since I started this thing, my conservative Premier Growth Portfolio, it's up 95.3%. And as I look at the stocks in that, we currently own 29 stocks within that conservative growth portfolio, which I consider my flagship fund here at Gunderson Capital. Now, the income portfolio, which is meant to be a substitute for CDs and bonds and the usual targets, preferred stocks, etc., which I don't like because I feel like we're in a rising interest rate environment, and I think there's a lot of risk to interest rates and to fixed income investments. Our income portfolio is up 15.9% year to date. That's not bad for an income portfolio. That's now there's more risk, obviously. The current yield of that portfolio is only 2%. Where are you getting 15.9? You're getting it from the capital gains. Most people don't realize that an income portfolio, where do you think most of your gains have come from in the bond market over the last 20 years? They've come from capital appreciation because interest rates have been going down. I don't see capital appreciation in bonds going forward. Therefore, I own stocks with capital appreciation that pay dividends. This is Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. And Steven Gunderson here. And I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm looking at Roku today, up 4% on a price target boost at Needham. Now, I know Douglas, the co-founder. Well, he wasn't the co-founder. I mean, I'm the founder of the Best Stocks Now app. We'd hit number 9, I think, last Tuesday. As a financial apps in the world, every day I get my report. But Douglas is very happy with his Roku. He swears by Roku. All right,
the stock or his little device?
No, he loves the device. Okay. He watches everything he needs. He's a big hockey fan. He gets all his NHL hockey games. He gets his horse racing. He gets everything he needs, his baseball games. We're big baseball fans on his Roku. And look at Roku's stock.
Yeah, it looks good.
I mean, that thing came public at 14, and you told me not to buy it. And now it's 48.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy it.
Look at it. It's 48 in 2 months. It's a triple. That's not bad. But I still, like you say, I don't know where they're going to make their money. Where are they going to make their money? How much is Roku?
30, 40 bucks, I think, for a Roku.
A one-time thing? But you can subscribe to Roku. No?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I think you just buy the device.
All right. Well, let's talk about some individual stocks. You know what the title of the newsletter was this last week? I thought it was kind of a cute title. The title is Geely. Really? What's a Geely? Really? I see that this is an interesting statistic here, okay? Norway was going to impose a Tesla tax. Did you know this?
No.
What's Norway's, Gunderson, my people are from, I can't think of the town. It's near Lillehammer where they had the Olympics. It's way up where it's the frozen. They come from the land of the ice and snow. Is that the Zep song immigrant?
Yeah.
And they came from the land of the ice and snow. And guess where they settled? In the land of the ice and snow, Wisconsin. These Gunderson people. And they come from a little town in Norway. What do you think Norway's number one, to their economy, what's their number one product? The hint, it's not fish oil.
Reindeer.
It's not cod liver oil. It's not reindeer boots. It's not Rudolph.
Ice.
No, it's oil. You didn't know that? Number one, maybe my ancestors, I need to go back there and see if I'm in on any of that oil money. But did you know that 29% of the cars now in Norway are electric? Here they have all this energy. They're sitting on all this oil, and they're going electric. Now, I want to compare that. So while Norway has 28.8% of all car sales are electric and plug-in hybrids.
Okay.
What do you think that number is right now in China?
40%.
You're way off.
Whoa, I'm way off, really?
1.4%.
I thought China would be further ahead.
98.6 is combustible, either diesel or oil, gasoline-fueled engines. But doesn't that mean there's a lot of room for growth?
Ton of room.
Where's the growth going to come from? The combustible side of the equation or the electric side of the equation? Now, what about the U.S.? Okay, while Norway is 28.8% of all car sales in Norway were electric or plug-in, 1.4% in China, and China's goal is to get to 35%.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you think we are in the U.S.
right now? I'd say less than 5.
Less than 1.
Less than 1.
0.9%. So when you go home today and you're on the freeway, if you're looking for something to do on your cross-country trek, write down all the cars you see and put a little star next to the ones that are electric. And it should come up less than 1% of all car sales in the U.S. Well, how many electric cars are there to choose from right now?
Not many.
Tesla. Problem is, they can't get them off the assembly line. Running out of money.
And they're expensive.
You got that little Chevy Volt, which has, what, a 90-mile range or something like that?
Something like that. And then you have the Nissan Leaf.
You got
the
Nissan
like 50
Leaf.
Miles or 60 miles.
That's ridiculous.
I think that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, but what are the plans for electric cars in the future?
Big plans.
Holy cow, Ford, 23 models. Volvo, 100% electric. And let's talk about Uber. And let's not only talk about electric, but autonomous. I was listening last night to, sometimes I listen, it's called Red Eye Radio, if you can't sleep. It's for truck drivers driving in the middle of the night, you know, and the guy called in, he was a truck driver, and he's talking about the autonomous features now in trucks. Mm. They're there.
Yeah.
They point to every truck stop, things like that. They automatically steer you off the road to get the best fried chicken in town. But he was talking about all the autonomous, and he was talking about a lot of cars. You know how you pass a truck?
Yeah.
And he says because of the autonomous features in his truck, when a car passes him and then pulls right over in front of him, his truck automatically downshifts. It's making him mad, see?
Right.
And he's got to manually overcome that. And his truck slows down automatically.
Yeah.
And he's saying eventually we got to get it. And it's coming where these cars talk to each other. Where it will tell you when you're out of range and you're far enough ahead of the truck that you've passed to then pull over in front of him. And his truck won't react, so it will be a lot more communicating with one another amongst cars and trucks and emergency vehicles and all of these things, and it's coming. And the electric and the autonomous are the future. And when you look at 1.4% of all new car sales in China are electric and 0.9% in the U.S., I still have a pretty healthy position as I look for growth. I'm a growth investor looking for growth areas in the market, and I see growth. I see a huge, huge future of growth in this whole automobile technology revolution. And we continue to talk about it. And the title of my newsletter, if you didn't get it over the weekend, if you don't know what a Geely is, Geely? Really? Well, get the newsletter. Go to the website, GundersonCapital.com. We even send out the first 2 weeks all the trades and the portfolios and the whole enchilada. Then we cut them off. But they still get the articles and market calls and things like that. And if you'd like to have your money managed in a little bit different way than what the rest of Wall Street does, give us a call at Gunderson Capital Management, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Happy Cyber Monday.
The show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.